Let's bow our heads and say a silent prayer together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
今天晚上我们在这里要来宣讲你的恩典。
That we are able to proclaim your grace tonight.
你降世为人，来到人世间。
You have come into this world.
带给我们充充满满的恩典跟真理。
To bring us the abundance of truth and grace.
使我们在活在世界上，因着你的恩典，很多的问题都可以解决。
So that a lot of our problems can be solved through your grace.
也因着你的恩典，我们重新能够恢复跟你建立父子的关系。
And we can also reestablish our relationship with you as Father and Son through your grace.
也因着你的恩典，我们人生最后能够回到你的家，与你同在。
And through your grace, we are able to return back to you and be with you.
使我们活在世界上有真正的盼望。
So that we have the true hope on earth.
主啊，我们今天晚上要在这里来宣讲你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we are going to proclaim about your grace tonight.
求你与我们同在。
Please abide with us.
让每个人对你有体验。
So that we can experience you.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
And may all the glory be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
我们要先请Irvine 的唱诗班来献诗。
Now we would like to invite the adult choir to present. We welcome all the friends and family who are here with us tonight.
圣经应许我们每一个人都可以成为富足。
The Bible has promised us that everyone can become rich.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one requirement.
就是我们要信耶稣。
That is, we have to believe in Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在看雅各书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of James.
雅各书第二章
Chapter
2 第五节
Verse 5
雅各书第二章第五节
James Chapter 2 Verse 5 Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him?
这个地方说神拣选世上的贫穷人。
Here, this verse tells us that God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich.
很多世上的贫穷人都被忘记了。
There are a lot of poor of this world who have been forgotten by the world.
我们看最近的报道哈，全世界八个人占有整个世界财产的一半。
Recently, we saw on the news that there were eight people that is in control of the.Wealth, half of the wealth of this whole world.
所以我们就知道说贫穷人是被遗忘的一群。
Then we know that the poor of this world is the bunch that are being forgotten.
那这里说神要拣选贫穷人。
But here it says that God has chosen the poor.
这个贫穷不一定是指着物质的贫穷。
And this doesn't mean poor physically.
最重要是指着心灵的贫穷。
More importantly, this is referring to being poor spiritually.
主耶稣出来传道理，在山上有一个登山的宝训。
When Jesus preaches, there was a sermon on the mount.
他第一个开始就在讲福气。
And the first thing that he talked about in his sermon was about blessings.
如果我们想信耶稣就是一堆教条在捆绑我，应该做这个，不应该做那个。那我们对信仰可能还不是认识很清楚。
If we think about believing in Jesus Christ as about not being able to do this and that, then we really have not known the truth.
信耶稣最重要的目的就是要得福气。
The most important thing about believing in Jesus is to receive blessings.
所以主耶稣第一次讲道就在讲八福。
And that is why the first thing of his Jesus' sermon was about the eight blessings called Beatitudes.
八福的第一福就是虚心的有福了。
And the first blessing was about the poor in spirit.
英文就是 poor in spirit, 就是心灵贫穷的人。
And so that's referring to those who are poor spiritually.
所以主耶稣要拣选心灵贫穷的人。
So Jesus Christ wants to choose those who are poor in the spirit.
主耶稣讲天国筵席的比喻。
Jesus Christ also said the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
说这个筵席已经准备好了。
He says that the feast has already been prepared.
然后去邀请三种人。
So he sent his servants out to invite three types of people.
第一种人说我没有办法，因为我刚刚买了五对牛。
The first type of people said, I cannot come to the feast because I have just bought five oxen.
因为那个时候是农业社会，五对牛就是表示他耕的田地很大。
During that time, a lot of people were farmers, so to own five oxen meant that he had a really big land.
那牛刚刚买来，我要赶快去耕地，我没有办法。
And so the first group of people just bought their five oxen, so they were unable to come to the feast.
那第二种人说，啊，我有一块很大的土地啊，我也要去看看。
And the second type of person says that, I just bought a big land, and so I cannot come.
到底那一块地有没有被侵占啊？那一块地种的是不是有收成啊？
I need to see whether the land is being attacked or is it bearing crops.
那第三种人说，我刚刚结婚。
The third type of person says, I just got married.
所以他夫妻还很爱那里，家庭很幸福，我没有时间了。
And because they have such good relationship with the spouse, so they don't have time to come.
事业很有成就，一般人看是恩典。
And when we think about being successful in our career, that is a blessing.
财产很多，一般人也看作是恩典。
And when a person has a lot of possessions, we also think that's a blessing.
或者家庭很幸福，一般人也觉得这是恩典。
Or if a family is very blissful, we also think that is a blessing.
但是从另外一个方向来看，
But if you look at all three in a different direction,
这三种人都拒绝了天国的筵席。
These three types of people rejected the feast of heaven.
因为他们的内心觉得不需要。
Because they feel that there's no need in their heart.
我不需要去参加筵席，我本身就有很多。
They feel that there's no need to attend the feast because they already have so much.
那到最后啊，这个主人就叫说你到外面去，那个瞎眼的、瘸腿的，全部都邀他来。
So at the end, the master asked his servant to go invite those who are lame or blind.
那些在社会上弱势的被邀请都来了。
And those who are poor in this world and who are looked down upon, they all came.
他们来享受天国的筵席。
They came to enjoy the feast of heaven.
所以这里讲虚心的人有福了，贫穷的人有福了。
And that's why here the verse says that those who are poor is blessed.
因为他觉得我什么都没有。
Because they feel that they had nothing.
所以我的内心很空虚。
Because their heart feels so empty.
所以我需要耶稣。
So they feel like they need Jesus Christ.
因此这里说，神拣选世上的贫穷人。
That's why this verse says God has chosen the poor of this world.
那也有人在世界上相当的富有。
But there are also people in this world who are rich.
但是他的心灵也很贫穷。
That feel very poor in the spirit.
所以主耶稣在传道里有一个人叫做亚利马太的约瑟。
So that when Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel, there was a man called Joseph of Arimathea.
那这个人是财主。
This person was a rich man.
他就在做耶稣的门徒。
He became a disciple of Jesus Christ.
有一个少年人。
There was a young man.
他也是财主。
Also was a rich man.
他又是官。
He was also an official.
他也来寻找主耶稣。
He also came to seek for Jesus.
因为他很渴慕得到永生。
Because he really have the urge to want to receive eternal life.
那在使徒行传记载有一个以索比亚的太监。
In the book of Acts, it records that there is a eunuch of Ethiopia.
他是总管银库的。
And he was the treasurer.
那他从以索比亚这样搭车马车一直走到耶路撒冷。
And he took the chariots all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem.
就是要去寻找信仰。
Also to seek for a faith and
religion. 这个也是心灵贫穷的富足人。
And this was also a rich man who was poor in spirit.
所以不管我们外在是贫穷或者富足，如果我们内心觉得是很空虚的，我们就开始要得到恩典。
So no matter whether you are rich or poor outside, but as long as your heart is poor, then you have a way to receive richness.
这里说要在信上富足。
Here it says that we need to be rich in faith.
也就是说，因为信耶稣成为富足。
That means you become rich because of believing in Jesus.
那这个信耶稣成为富足到底是什么意思？
So what does that mean? Believing in Jesus and becoming rich.
啊，我用三点跟大家来分享。
And I'll share with you tonight with three points.
我们先来看约翰福音第一章。
Let us turn to the book of John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰第一章十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个地方说道成肉身住在我们中间。
Here it says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
约翰福音在讲主耶稣的来源。
In the book of John, the author tells us the origin of Jesus Christ.
前面说道就是神。
At the beginning of this chapter, it says that the word was God.
那十四节说道成肉身。
And verse 14 says that this word became flesh.
所以耶稣就是神成为人。
Therefore, Jesus Christ was God becoming man.
他历史上唯一一个神又是人的一个人。
So he was in history a God who was also a man.
他有家谱。
He had genealogy.
所以他是真正的一个人。
Therefore, he was a man indeed.
但是他是神借着人生在地上。
But he was a God who became flesh and came into this world.
那主耶稣为什么要从天上降世为人呢？
So why was it that Jesus Christ came to earth?
所以在十四节说住在我们中间，他为什么要住在我们中间？
Verse 14 tells us that the reason he became flesh was so that he can dwell among us.
那他为什么要住在我们中间呢？
Why does he want to live and dwell among us?
主耶稣要充充满满带给我们恩典跟真理。
Because he wants to bring with us full of grace and truth.
所以信上富足就是在神的恩典上富足。
So to be rich in faith means to be rich in grace.
信以前我们没有神的恩典，信以后我们有丰丰富富神的恩典。
Before we believe in Jesus Christ, we are not full of grace. But after we believe in Him, we are full of grace.
我们先来看罗马书第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 4.
神给我们最大的恩典是什么？
What is the greatest blessing that He gives us?
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4, verse 4.Chapter 4, verse 4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt.
这里说做工得工价不算恩典，这是该得的。
So here it says that to those who work, when he gets his wages, that is what he's supposed to earn. It is not considered as grace.
我们到公司去上班，每个小时几块钱，这是就照着这样我们可以领受，这个不算做恩典。
So when we go to work and we earn our money, that is not accounted as grace.
恩典就是你没有做工他给你，你没有付出你得到，这个叫做恩典。
Grace means that you do not work but you receive.
但是到了第六节。
But in verse 6,
第七节。
Verse 7,
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪，这个人是有福了。主不算有罪的人是有福了。
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered.
所以神给我们最大的恩典是什么？
So what is the greatest blessing that the Lord has given us?
就是我们的罪被赦免。
It is that He forgives our sins.
如果我们比较有的人在用 iPhone 现在是 iPhone 7，你跟第一代的 iPhone 比较起来，是不是差很多呢？
So if you compare iPhone 7 to the first generation of iPhone, don't you think there is a great discrepancy?
那这个差别叫做进步。
This discrepancy means that we are making progress.
好，那我们现在就想如果人是神造的。
So if we think that if men are made from God,
我们现在的生活跟当初神第一次刚刚造人的生活有没有差别？
Is the life that we live today very different from the first man's life that God has created?
有差别。
There is a great difference.
而且差别非常的大。
And the discrepancy was very, very big.
而且这个差别叫做退步。
But this discrepancy is not progressing, but going backwards. 啊,
什么叫做退步?
What does it mean to regress?
我们现在来看创世纪，神造人的时候怎么看人。
Let's look at the book of Genesis and let's see how did God see men when he finished creating.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and all the creeping things that creeps on earth.
第一个，神说我要照我的形象来造人。
First, God said, I'm going to make man according to my image.
哦，神是完全的。
God is perfect.
所以神的形象是美的。
Therefore, his image is beautiful.
神造人的，照他的形象来造人。
So he created man according to his own image.
这个是最完全的一个人。
So the man would be the most perfect man.
所以在第一章的最后一节。
So if we look at the last verse of chapter 1.
说神看一切所造都甚好。
Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good.
一切美善的，一切全备的，都是从神来的。
So everything that's good and perfect are from God.
从神来没有不好的。
There isn't anything that's not good coming from God.
那28节。
Let's read verse 28.
神就赐福给他们。
God blessed them.
所以人被造是完美的，人被造是在神的祝福之下。
So when God created men, men was perfect and men received blessings.
那比较我们现在的生活。
So let's compare that life to our life today.
我们生活是劳苦愁烦。
Our life today is full of labor and sorrow.
劳苦就是肉体很辛苦。
Labor means we work very hard.
愁烦就是内心很多忧虑。
Sorrow means we're full of worries.
那为什么人会劳苦愁烦?
So why is it that our life is full of labor and worries?
如果我们从圣经看来。
If we look at the Bible.
就是我们跟神，跟我们那个天上的父亲关系切断了。
That is because our relationship with our Father in heaven has been severed.
那关系切断了，神的恩典就收回去了。
Once our relationship is cut off with our Father in heaven, then God's blessings have been retracted.
所以人就很多问题呀。
That's why we're full of problems and troubles.
有外在的问题，有内在的问题。
We have external problems and internal problems.
最重要原因是神，我们失去神的恩典。
The main reason is that we have lost the grace of God.
那失去神的恩典的最重要原因就是我们犯了，我们在神面前有罪。
And the reason we lost his grace is because we have sinned in front of him.
那现在主耶稣来把我们的罪赦免了。
But now Jesus Christ has come and has forgiven our sins.
所以我们跟神可以重新恢复父子的关系。
And that's how we are able to reestablish our relationship with God as Father and Son.
那这样。这个神的恩典又继续临到我们。
Because of that, then his grace continues to shower upon us.
所以这个神的恩典有很多。
There are a lot of different kinds of grace of God.
所以主耶稣升天以前说，你要往普天下去传福音。
Before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he told his disciples to preach the gospel.
信而受洗必然得救。
To the rest of the world, and those who believe and baptize will be saved.
那信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ, miracles and wonders will follow after them.
很多人做不到的，我们依靠神，向神祷告，神帮助我们做出来，这个叫做神迹。
And there are a lot of things that people cannot do, but for us, we can do it through the grace of God after we pray to Jesus Christ.
过去两个礼拜，我在南非帮助圣工。
Two weeks ago, I went to
South Africa.
South Africa.
在上个礼拜在开普敦Cape Town, 开联恩会。
So last week I held the spiritual convocation at Cape Town.
那有一个有几个受洗了，其中有一个是白人。
There were a few people that received baptism, and one of them was a Caucasian.
六个月前他来教会慕道。
He came to the church to seek the truth 6 months ago.
那他本来有差不多25年到30年的失眠症。
In the last 25 to 30 years, he was unable to sleep at night.
每一天晚上都要吃安眠药。
And every night he had to take a melatonin or sleeping pills.
这个不能睡觉是很痛苦的。
It is very painful if you're unable to sleep at night.
但是很奇妙他来慕道以后。
But after he started seeking the truth in our church,
教会的信徒跟他鼓励说, 你为什么祷告都不像神, 啊, 睡觉以前像神祷告?
So our member suggested to him, why don't you just pray before you go to bed?
哦, 他就真的这样去试。
And he did accordingly.
哦, 试了两天晚上, 他就可以睡觉了。
And after two nights of prayer, he was able to sleep.
哦, 所以一直到现在啊, 20几年的失眠症, 因为来教会信耶稣, 都好了。
So because he came to believe in Jesus Christ, his 20 or 30 years of insomnia had been healed.
所以这次就决定要受洗。
And that is why he decided to get baptized this time.
那受洗回来祷告就得圣灵。
And after he was baptized, he came back to church and he knelt down to pray. He received the Holy Spirit.
那这是主耶稣所赐很多恩典当中的一个恩典。
And that is one of the many grace that Jesus Christ can give us.
好，我们现在看 路加福音,
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第四章,
Luke chapter 4,
18节,
Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
主耶稣传道理他就打开以赛亚书, 因为以赛亚书对主耶稣的预言就应验了。
When Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel, he turned to the book of Isaiah and read this passage to show that the prophecy has been fulfilled through him.
神用高高我,这个高就是圣灵了。
Here it says, God has anointed me with the Holy Spirit
那叫我传福音给贫穷的人,
to preach the gospel to the poor.
那接下去就是恩典,
then he listed down a few blessings.
富人的,穷人的恩典,
these are the blessings of the poor.
被掳的得释放,
and those who are captives will receive liberty.
被掳就是被罪抓去的,
and these are referring to those who have been captivated by sin.
是一种权势,
sin is a type of power.
它会在我们内心控制人,
it can control you in your heart.
一切的坏的个性, 坏的习惯, 坏的生活方式, 控制人,
so it will control the way you live and your attitude and everything in your heart.
有的赌博, 有的用 drug, 有的暴力, 有的色情, 各种不同的方法, 控制人,
so it will control you and make you do things such as gambling and such as violence and also sexuality.
那当这个神一进去,
but when God comes into you,
神的能力一下来,
and God's power comes upon you,
我们就可以解脱这个罪的捆绑,
then we are able to receive liberty from.
所以我们在教会里面看到很多人改变,
so in the church, we could see a lot of people change.
就是恩典,
that is a grace.
瞎眼的得释放,
next,
瞎眼得看见,
next is, it is the recovery of sight to the blind.
也就是说借着救恩, 让我们看到我们肉眼看不到的,
through salvation, we're able to see things that our physical eyes cannot see.
有哪一本书你可以每一天读三年?
Which book out there you can read daily for 3 years?
没有, 找不到一本书,
no, you can't read a book every day for 3 years.
但是圣经这一本书不但可以读三年,
but the Bible, not only you can read it for 3 years,
可以读30年,
you can read it for 30 years.
可以读一生,
and your whole life.
越读越有趣,
and the more you read it, the more profound truth you will find.
因为圣经是在描写灵界的事情,
because the Bible describes things of the spirit.
所有的书都是描写物质界的事,
all the books describe things on earth.
圣经了解, 灵界的事,
but the Bible tells us things in the heavenly realm.
那这个灵界是一种奥秘,
and the spiritual realm is a mystery.
所以圣经读不完,
that's why you can never finish reading the Bible.
因此我们人, 如果圣经看得懂,
if you're able to understand the Bible,
我们就可以认识神,
then we can get to know God.
认识天国,
we will get to know the heavenly kingdom.
认识永生,
and eternal life.
认识地狱, 认识魔鬼,
as well as Satan and hell.
认识每一件事情真正的价值。
We will get to know the true value of everything.
认识人从哪里来，往哪里去，人活着要做什么。
We'll know where we came from, where we're going, and what we're doing on earth.
所以当我们得到救恩，
as we receive salvation,
我们的生活圈子扩大了。
Our circle of life will be expanded.
从物质界进到灵界里面。
And we go from a physical realm to the spiritual realm.
我们的盼望扩大了。
Our hope also expands.
从今生盼望到永恒。
From the hope of this life to eternity.
我们的关系扩大了。
Our relationship also expands.
从人跟人的关系进到人跟神的关系。
From relationship with people to relationship with God.
我们的满足扩大了。
Our satisfaction also can be extended.
从这个物质上的满足进到心灵的满足。
From satisfaction of things on this earth to the spiritual satisfaction in the heart.
所以这是极大的恩典。
So that is a great grace.
让我们眼睛得开。
When our eyes can be opened.
接下去叫受压制的得自由。
Next, it is to proclaim liberty to the captive.
被魔鬼压制。
To set libertyTo those who are oppressed, and these are oppressed by Satan.
拜过佛的人要来信耶稣。
Especially for people who have been Buddhist and they want to be converted to Christianity.
这个过程常常会经历过一种征战。
This process always goes through battle, spiritual battle.
因为拜佛，如果从圣经来讲，就是被魔鬼控制。
Because according to the Bible, believing in Buddhism means you have been controlled by the devil.
虽然它里面一套很好的理论，但很深的理论，但是后面就是魔鬼。
Even though they have very profound teachings, however, behind all the teachings are Satan.
那等到我们这个过程走过去。
And after we finish the process of conversion,
魔鬼就走了。
Then Satan would depart.
我们就得到自由。
We become free.
那在以赛亚书里面还有说伤心的得到安慰。
In the book of Isaiah, it also mentioned, and those who are sorrowful will be comforted.
这个伤心如果太重了，人就变忧郁症了。
If we are so deep in our sorrow, we become depressed.
那怎么得到安慰？
So how can we be comforted?
非常奇妙，神的灵进到我们里面。
Miraculously, when the Spirit of God comes upon us,
这个就是安慰的灵。
And come into us, it becomes the Spirit of comfort.
把我们的忧伤，把我们的烦恼，把我们的苦闷、委屈，全部都拿掉了。
It will take away our sorrow, our depression, our worries.
这个太奇妙的体验了。
This is a very wonderful experience.
所以穷人要变成富足。
Therefore, for the poor to become rich,
要在神的恩典上富足。
We need to become rich in grace.
这个是主耶稣要给我们的。
That is something Jesus Christ wants to give to us.
因为信他变成富足。
When we believe in him, we become rich.
好，我们现在回来看约翰福音第十章。
Now let's turn back to the book of John.
约翰第十章，
Chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十章的第十节。
Verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
这个地方主耶稣说，我来要叫羊得生命。
Here it says that Jesus Christ came to give life.
这个羊是谁？
Who is the sheep?
耶稣说他就是牧人。
Jesus Christ said he's the shepherd.
他就是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
那羊就是你跟我。
And we are the sheep.
我们在世界上好像羊一样。
We are like sheep wandering in this world.
那主耶稣来要让我们得生命。
When Jesus comes, he wants to give us life.
那我信耶稣，我们还没有信，我不是活得好好的吗？
And we might think that we live pretty well before believing in Jesus.
那什么叫做得生命？
So what does it mean to have life?
圣经告诉我们生命有两种。
The Bible tells us there are two kinds of life.
一种叫做肉体的生命。
One is the physical life.
这个大概七八十年。
And that would last about 70 to 80 years.
另外一种叫做永生。
Another kind of life is eternal life.
永生在哪里？
Where is eternal life?
永生在主耶稣里面。
It is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
在耶稣里面，死亡已经被拿掉。
In Jesus Christ, death has been taken away.
因为在耶稣里面，罪已经被拿掉。
Because in Jesus Christ, sins have been taken away.
没有罪就不会死。
With no life, there's no death.
所以信了主耶稣，罪得赦免，死叫做睡了。
Therefore, after you believe in Christ, and if you die, you actually just fall asleep.
这个叫做得生命。
That means we have received life.
最长寿的就是不会死。
So the people who live the longest are the ones that never die.
最长寿的就是信耶稣的。
So the person with longest longevity are the ones who believe in Christ.
因为他已经得生命了。
Because they have received life.
那下面也一样宝贵，要叫我们得更丰盛的生命。
And the next phrase says that we will have life more abundantly.
有一个记者在非洲拍了一张照片。
There was a journalist that took a picture in Africa.
后来这个记者得了一个很出名的奖。
And later on, he received an award for that.
但是他后来自杀了。
But later on, he committed suicide.
那他照什么呢？
What picture did he take?
有一个小孩子皮包骨，他一直在看一个盆那个碗，那个碗是空的。
There was an African kid who was staring at a bowl that was empty.
他站不起来，所以他是蹲着。
This kid was not able to stand up because he was too feeble, therefore he was squatting.
然后后面有一只老鹰在看着这个小孩子。
And behind this kid was an eagle.
就是这个小孩子倒下去死了，老鹰要吃他。
Meaning that the eagle was waiting for this kid to die so that he could eat him.
当一个人缺乏食物的时候，他的肉体生命会越来越衰弱。
When a person lacks food, then his body becomes weaker and weaker.
但是当一个人食物很充足的时候，他的肉体生命会越来越有力量。
But when a person eats nutritious food, then his life will be, he will become stronger and stronger.
但是这个是外在的。
But that is only physically.
我们还有一个内在的生命。
We also have a life in the spirit.
所以英文圣经叫 inner man. 我们里面还有另外一个人呢。
So the Bible describes there's an inner man, which means there's a life inside of us.
那如果我们里面这个人有丰盛的粮食。
If the inner man is taking good food,
我们这个里面这一个人就会健壮。
Then the inner man will become strong.
那那个健壮最后就跟主耶稣一样。
And at the end, then we will become like Jesus Christ.
所以一个人好像一棵果树。
So a person is like a fruit tree.
你如果这个果树营养很好，水分很多，这果树一定会结果子。
If this fruit tree receive very good nutrition and receive enough water, then it will be able to bear fruit.
因为生命很旺盛。
Because he is very life is very prosperous.
那我们一个人怎么在外在的生命上在生活上会改变呢？
So how are we able to change in our life?
有时候不是我们不想改变，我很想改变啊。
Sometimes we really want to change, but we can't.
你如果有做日记的习惯，每一年的年初一都一大堆励志。
If you have the journaling experience, you'll know that you make a lot of resolution at the beginning of the year.
但是到年底我们真的改变多少？
But at the end of the year, how much have we changed?
我们改变不多。
Not much.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们人这个生命的本质有问题。
Because there is a fundamental problem with the essence of life.
圣经告诉我们说，带有肉体就带有罪性。
The Bible tells us that as you live in the body, in flesh, you will have sinful nature.
那罪性很强。
The sinful nature is very strong.
所以人很难改变。
Therefore, it is very difficult for us to change.
所以现在的问题不是物质的问题，现在人的问题是灵性的问题。
So our problem nowadays is not physical, but spiritual.
就是我们怎么跟神连上关系。
So how can we connect ourselves with God?
让神丰盛的本性、完美的本性能够进到我们内心，充满我们内心，真的能够改变我们生命的本质。
So that His perfect nature, His essence can come unto us and into us and change and transform our essence of life.
那这个就是主耶稣来世界的目的。
That is the reason why he came to earth.
要让我们得更丰盛的生命。
So that we can have life more abundantly.
使我们活着能够表现跟主耶稣一样。
So that as we live, we're able to exhibit his likeness.
我们看 彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
我们在世界上有情欲，所以最后是败坏。
As we live in this world, we have lust, and that's why we are corrupted.
但是我们信了耶稣，有一个新的盼望。
But after we believe in Jesus, we have a new hope.
这个叫做又宝贵又极大的应许。
And this is an exceedingly great and precious promise.
宝贵就是钱买不到的。
Precious means that you cannot buy with money.
极大就是世界你找不到的。
Great means that it is so big you can't find it in this world.
那是什么？
What is that?
可以跟神的性情有份。
That is to be able to partake in the divine nature of God.
动物有动物的性。
Animals have its own nature.
人有人性。
And we have our own nature.
神有神性。
God has his own nature.
最完美的是神性。
So the most perfect one is the divine nature.
人性有罪性。
Because human nature has sinful nature.
所以特别是一个人祷告得到圣灵以后。
Especially when a person receives the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神的本性浇灌在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lets God's nature come upon us.
那圣灵充满没有限量。
There is no limit to how much the Holy Spirit can fill us.
因此当圣灵充满在我们里面，这一个人生活会改变。
Therefore, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our life will change.
这个叫做结果子。
That means we are bearing fruit.
从仁爱开始。
Starting with love.
喜乐。
Joy.
和平。
Peace.
忍耐。
Patience.
恩慈。
Goodness.
良善。
Kindness.
信实。
Faithfulness.
温柔。
Gentleness.
节制。
And self-control.
这个九个表现，每一个都是好的。
These nine manifestations of the Spirit, they're all good.
所以当一个人生命旺盛。
So when a person is abundant in his life,
他的生命充满着果子。
And his life is full of fruit.
他自己可以享用，他周围的人也可以享用。
He himself can enjoy the fruit, and those around him can also enjoy the fruit.
所以一个真正生命旺盛的人带给周围是很大的福气。
So a person who has abundance in life are able to provide for blessings for those around him.
所以怎么改变我们的家庭？
So how can we change our family?
怎么改变我们的婚姻？
How can we change our marriage?
怎么改变我们的人际关系？
How do we change our interpersonal relationship?
最重要就是要生命丰盛。
Most importantly, we need to be abundant in life.
这个就是主耶稣要带给我们的。
And that is something Jesus Christ wants to give us.
第三个。
Third.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter,
11 节,
chapter 1, verse 11. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ.
第三个富足叫做来世富足。
And the third abundance is the abundance of the next life.
圣经把信跟不信这个人的结局讲个两个非常大的不同。
The Bible has told us the very different ending of two types of lives.
如果我们没有信仰，
If we do not have faith,
我们人生的结论是虚空。
Then the end of our life will be vanity, emptiness.
你世界上你不论抓到什么，
Because no matter what you grasp on earth,
死亡来到，双手一空，全部都没有。
When death comes upon you, you will be empty-handed.
人生是从零开始，是从零结束的。
Our life starts with a zero and it will end with a zero.
但是如果我们有信仰，
But if we have faith,
人生是从零开始的。
Even though our life starts with nothing,
但是它的结束不是零。
But our ending will not be nothing.
所以这里叫做丰丰富富进天国。
Here it says that we will be abundantly going into everlasting kingdom.
也就是说我们有一个天上的地方可以去。
Meaning we will have a place in heaven that we will go to.
那是神住的地方。
And that is a place where God dwells.
那是众人所不能靠近的地方。
And that is a place where nobody else can go to.
丰丰富富就是我们在天国有赏赐有荣耀。
When it says abundantly, that means that when we go to heaven, it will be full of glory.
这个叫做信上富足。
And that means we are rich in faith.
所以我们的一生不虚空。
Therefore, our whole life is not empty.
有一个活泼的盼望。
We have a living hope.
我们看啊，彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这里说主耶稣重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So Jesus Christ has given us a living hope.
那是什么？
What is it?
可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，存留在天上的基业。
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away.
所以一个有信仰人是富足的。
So a person who has faith is rich.
恩典上富足。
We are rich in grace.
在神性上富足。
We are rich in the divine nature of God.
在来世上富足。
And we are rich in eternal life.
这就是穷人的福气。
That is the blessing of the poor.
要成为富足。
So we want to become rich.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
312首。
312.
我们最后要祷告求圣灵完，我们唱副歌就是312首。
And at the end of our prayer later, we will be singing the refrain of this hymn.
这里没有 refrain. OK, 没有关系。
It's okay, this song doesn't have a refrain.Please have a seat.
我们最后要来祷告。
And now we're going to offer our concluding prayer.
在我们真耶稣教会最宝贵的就是祷告可以体验圣灵。
In the true Jesus Church, the most precious things that we have is that we can experience God in our prayer.
圣灵就是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵会进到我们里面。
The Holy Spirit of God can come into our heart.
会充满在我们里面。
Can fill us.
那这个神的灵含有神的本性。
The Spirit of God has the nature of God.
所以当这个圣灵一浇灌一充满，
So when the Spirit of God comes upon you and fills you,
就是神的性情充满在我们里面。
It is God's nature that is in you.
那这个人会改变。
That's why the person can change.
所以我们有好多的父母看到小孩子在学生年会得圣灵都很高兴。
That's why a lot of the parents become very happy when their children receive the Holy Spirit in the student spiritual convocation.
经过一个礼拜在教会里面这样天天祷告。
Because they pray every day during the seminar.
再加上读圣经。
And they read the Bible every day.
回到家都改变了。
When they go home, they change.
为什么？
Why?
因为他被神的性情充满。
Because they are filled with the divine nature.
所以我们人改变就变成很自然了。
So it is very natural for them to change.
那得圣灵就是得到能力。
To receive the Holy Spirit means we receive power from God.
那得到能力，我们就祷告会有功效。
When we have power, when we pray, it will be very effective.
所以我们最后要来祷告求圣灵。
So now we're going to pray together to pray for the Holy Spirit.
神是至高的神。
God is the God of Most High.
但是他很愿意将他的灵浇灌给我们。
But he's very willing to come and give us his spirit.
但是重要，我们要心灵贫穷。
But most importantly, we have to be poor in spirit.
就把心里所有都倒出来。
We have to empty our heart before him.
那里面是空的，圣灵就可以进来。
Once our heart is empty, then the Holy Spirit can come and fill us.
你这个里面如果全部都占满世界，祷告圣灵进不来，因为我们已经满了。
But if your heart is filled with things of the world, then the Holy Spirit will not be able to enter in.
第二个就是我们祷告要相信。
Secondly, we need to believe in our prayer.
相信有神。
If you believe there is a God,
神就在这里。
God is here.
神会听我的祷告。
And God will listen to my prayer.
他的应许会实现。
And his promises will be fulfilled.
不要怀疑。
Do not doubt.
因为好多人在这里祷告得圣灵。
Because a lot of people have received the Holy Spirit here.
那第三个要渴慕。
Thirdly, we need to seek.
神啊，我很希望亲近你。
We really have the urge to want to draw near to God.
我很希望你的灵浇灌在我们里面。
We really want God's Spirit to fill us.
当我们很渴慕，祷告就会迫切。
And when we really have the urge, then we will pray very hard.
祷告迫切就会感动神。
When we pray really hard, then it will touch God.
我们就会有体验。
And then we will have experience.
所以我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，出声念一次。
So we start the prayer with, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
然后从心里向他感谢赞美。
And in your heart, you give him thanks and praise.
那我们就会有体验。
Then we will experience God.
所以欢迎诸位朋友、弟兄姊妹啊，一起来祷告求圣灵。
So we welcome all friends and family and brothers and sisters to come.
那如果你要求圣灵，要接受按手祷告，需要帮助带祷，请我们都到前面来。
If you would like to be laid hand upon, so that we can help you pray, then please come to the front.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.